Welcome to the Over It podcast. I'm Suzanne, the Nope Coach. I can be a sweary fairy, so if you have sensitive ears in the background, please use earbuds.
And I'm Kristen, the outdoors and animal-loving reformed scientist with a focus on minerals and how they work in the body.
Join us as we share valuable tools for getting shit done, saying yes to yourself and no to others.
In this podcast, we explore beyond the physical body and invite you to consider your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being.
Hello and welcome to the Over It podcast. I'm your co-host, Suzanne Kohlberg, joined today by Kristen Kershaw. And we are now announcing, I was going to start singing the changes. This is actually going to be our season one finale. So we are wrapping up for now, and we thought we would jump on and talk about some reflections, what we've learned over the past, 6 months we've been this now.
We sort of stumbled into it then and went, let's just give it a go. And it's been so much fun, and having the variety of guests that we've had, the topics that we've covered have been so diverse, and we sort of found our flow and talking and whatever on different things. And yet, you know, so many things where we're over it. And in the early days, we didn't necessarily say, okay, Suze, today I'm over this. And we got a bit better from that point of view, maybe, as we went. But the whole time, I think we've stuck true to, you know, coaching on mindset, coaching on the minerals, coaching on everything that can bring people, whether it's ourselves or people listening, to be feeling over it.
And I think that's such a pertinent point to reflections and wrapping up the season. One of the things that I'm over is things not having a clean ending. We just kind of tend to dissipate off, or, you know, ghost or lose touch and then reconnect. And I think there's something healthy and nourishing about going, okay, we've done this for 6 months. What have we learned? What would we do differently? And take those things into our upcoming season, whenever that is. And what a way to do this then with the audience, although you'll be listening to it later, but live rather than just behind the scenes with you and I.
Absolutely. And we've had feedback along the way of people really feeling like we were talking the way it is, and the nice conversations that we've shared and getting to know a bit behind the scenes of us. I've definitely had comments on that flow through where people are like, well, and especially at least one person, and I think she'll know who I am without saying a name, who knows me very well, saying, I get to see a different you, as in she gets to see the me in business and or the me going, well, this is how it is.
I loved my favorite comment, and I'm sure you will know who you are when you hear this one. It's like, you're like the do bro marketers, except not gross. Just like shooting shit, talking how it is. And, you know, instead of it having to be clean and polished and all this sort of thing. And I think, you know, for anyone listening, when you set out to do something, whatever it is, create your own podcast, write your own book, start your own business, go on a health journey, taking the time to pause and reflect along the way at what you've learned, and also to realize that, you know, no river is straight. Like in nature, there's like, you know, pivots and turns and moving around or over, or times where things are drier or times when flood happens and goes, but you did get there in the end. And I think sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and we keep ourselves stuck and we get to the over it phase because we see a model of how we want to go somewhere that's perfect and pretty and Disney princess style. But life's never like that in reality.
Yeah, totally. And it's so interesting to experience, you know, to record what we've recorded and learning the process of doing the whole podcast thing and just all the moving parts while we've both been running our businesses and family things, and which so many of you who are listening to this, you may be, whether you work, whether you have a business, whether you work in your home, or even if you're retired and you have hobbies now or whatever, rather than necessarily a sort of go-to job, or maybe your kids have flown the coop. I think you can relate to that. You know, we're covering everyday things that you could see in your own lives, and that's the reality, even if our version looks a little different. I just love that we've, I guess, reflected on what's going on in our own world, or that we see with our clients or whatever. We wiggle it in and jiggle it in between what we're doing as well. And there's a little flavor of that from both of us, I think, too.
I think that's such an important point, because the gift of social media is that we can connect with people all around the world. We've, you know, face-to-face live, like we aren't that far apart, but we are not in the same state by any means. We don't have to meet up in person.
Yeah.
But the downside of that is we can often compare our behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel, because you don't show everything on social media. Mm-hmm. You show, even if you're real, raw, authentic, vulnerable, whatever, a reel is 60 seconds or less. Like you see a snippet. And then if someone, for whatever reason, doesn't like that one, then they just don't post it. And then you have your actual everyday life. Like I had this whole drama with the vacuum cleaner. Christine knows some of this because I was talking to her about it last week. It gets worse. So now my vacuum cleaner is intermittent. So this morning, just before we were supposed to record this, I hit go. It was working. I was like, it's working. Everyone out of the way. Clear the floor. I've ordered a new one, but we're just waiting for it to come and everything. But it's kind of like, this is life. And it's like the little things that irritate us that then other people don't notice. Like for me, I have a thing about clean floor. Like I get over it when the floor's just not, but everyone else is like, how can you not notice this? But then to someone else, something that is a big deal, you don't even notice. And it's just kind of navigating, working through, understanding that the point where you are in any point in time is not as important as the trajectory you're on. And you can laugh at it and in the moment go, yeah, the floor being dirty, not that big of a deal. But also when your spoons are low and you haven't got much capacity, it can be the smallest thing that can totally set you off.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this episode and maybe you haven't heard all the episodes that we've provided in this season, please feel free to go back through. We talk about the spoons factor. We talk about capacity. We talk about so many different things, which again are reflections on our reality of our own personal lives or that we've seen with clients. You don't have to be making sweeping changes in your life across everything, which so many of us can go, well, I'm not feeling like I'm eating well, so I'm going to ditch my whole pantry contents and start fresh. Okay, in an ideal world, maybe that could be a good thing. But in this financial circumstance where there's, you know, it's tight to do that, maybe you could just replace one thing at a time. We talk about pacing yourself through a lot of different things that you may see and may want to change in your reality to help in the long run get to where you want to go, but also talk about, I guess, being comfortable with where you're at to a degree as well. So
I love that. And also in the off time between seasons, we've got, I think there's 30 episodes there. Yeah. I really encourage you to listen through them again, because often the first time you hear something, you'll nod along or you go, oh, that's interesting or whatever. Maybe this is just me. And then I tell myself, I'll remember this. And then later I'm like, which podcast, who, what person, what? Yeah, I don't know. Next. So listening back through, if you've listened to them already, with the thought in mind, I'm actually going to pause and write this down or use notes on my phone and actually action this, because we made many, many of a suggestion and see the difference between, because there's knowing and then there's doing. And when you actually make, and then what I love about our show and our mutual message and, you know, with the people that we work with, the smallest change will lead to big results. But the issue that so many of us face is we don't make small changes. We leave it until we're over it, hence the name of the show. Then, as you said, try doing grand sweeping changes, which are not only often expensive because replacing your entire contents of your pantry is not, you know, necessarily fund very, you know, cheap, but also then it's too much. And then we rebel against our own standard that we set. Like there's rebelling as a teenager, there's rebelling against the system, there's rebelling against our parents. But I think the biggest thing is rebellion against ourselves. And then it's like, oh, why am I self-sabotaging again? Whereas if we actually break it down into sustainable things and overcome the voice in the back of our heads going, what's this going to do? It's so small. It's the point. It's so small that you actually won't disrupt the equilibrium. Like just before we hit record, you and I were talking about journaling, which both of us recommend to our clients and both of us personally struggle with. And it's like, but that small little thing adds up and makes such a big change over time.
Yeah. And then when you read back, you can go, oh, I remember reading that, and I have improved on this, or there may be an area that's still resonating and going, maybe I need to look at that a bit closer and maybe attempt it in a different way, because if you keep doing the same thing, you can't expect a different outcome of it. So on the pantry example, you could go and empty your whole pantry and get the foods that you feel are more appropriate and so forth. But if you haven't changed the underlying reason for the insecurity there, then you'll end up either buying more of the less desirable food, or you'll buy the new food in and you won't use it, and you'll end up buying something else to make do and feeling even worse because now you're buying takeaway or you're buying a convenience food, whatever. Like,
oh, I've done that. I don't know how many times. Like, I literally wrote the book on that. If you read my memoir, The Beginning of Shit, clean out the pantry on Sunday, start on Monday, give up by Friday. And then wonder, like, what is it going to be different this time? I'm more resolved. I'm more determined. I have more motivation. And it's like, no, what did you say? This doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Isn't that Albert Einstein's definition of insanity?
Yeah. So I believe that's been attributed to him. Yeah. So, well, and meanwhile, what we'll be doing is reflecting on topics for season two. So it would be really interesting if you, as the listeners, send either of us an email. We will pass it on, don't worry. Or you can send it to both of us if you want, that's fine. Our details are going to be with this, wherever you're listening to this podcast, there will be details for how to get in touch. SuzanneKullberg.com or my website, KristanKershaw.com. No, that would be supportingbalance.com.au.
Do you own your domain? Maybe that was a Freudian slip kind of
maybe
like
I
thing.
Need
maybe
to.
You too. And then you can just forward it to there so people could find you at either.
Oh, now we're thinking. Look at us go.
I'm a thinker. So but, before we, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, all that we, you know, what would you like to hear on season two? We've got some ideas and some plans behind the scenes, but what would you like to hear? So don't be afraid to drop us a line on what it is you would like us to talk about as far as being over it, because we'll see what we can factor in.
Yeah, ping us an email. Let us know what you'd like to hear. Share up previous episodes. What's been your favorite episode? Like, encourage people to listen to it, because yeah, getting that over it message out is so important, and knowing that there's more than one way to do this and you don't need to do it perfectly. Like, imperfect action trumps perfect inaction every single time. So before we wrap up, Kristan, if in between seasons, in our downtime, what's happening in your world and people are like, oh my goodness, I need more Kristan in my life, where can they find you and what you're doing?
So supportingbalance.com.au, there's a plethora of information, but the simplest way, if you wish to connect with myself or with one of my team members who are really capable and able to see you a bit sooner than what you'll be able to see me, we have either, you can book in for a consult straight away if you know what you want, there's information to help you choose, but otherwise there are 15-minute calls that you can have. We call them a consult advice call. And so that can help you to determine what might be the best pathway for you to work with one of the team. So you can do that, no cost, but it's just a 15-minute quick chat to help you, you know, work out next steps. Once you have worked out those steps and you work with someone from, again, myself or one of my team members, then you'll be able to join our membership, which is coming up later in 2023. It's very exciting, whereby you will get some time access to me through that membership, but also collectively as a team, we'll be making it easier for you to implement change in your world as far as minerals and understanding how your body works and that sort of thing. So outside of consults, where it's a lot more one-to-one, this will be a group style support area. We're not even exactly sure what it might be called yet. So you can get on my mailing list from the website so that you get the goss on all of that side of things. But
maybe you should run a competition, name the membership. That'd be so cool.
I'm thinking about a suggestion was made. It could be something, a club. It could be a subscription style thing. So think of, instead of Netflix, you've got mineral balancing subscription. It's not things. It's the cohort of people working on it together. There's so many exciting things that we've got planned to help people with the implementation and just understanding what this whole minerals thing means for each of us, because it's so... it's amazing. It's over 5 years ago now, I coined the term the simplicity and the enormity of the root cause protocol of the area that I work, Because at face value, it's actually relatively simple. But the enormity of how it covers the complexity of life and right down to the little tiny mitochondria working in our cells, like, what the heck? That's mind-blowing. So we want to make that as digestible, excuse the pun, as possible
oh, I love
for
it.
Everybody.
I love it. That's so awesome. So head over to Kristan's website, book in a consult direct if you know that's what you want, either with Kristan or the team, or the, I can't remember what you called it, but the free mini, what did you say,
yep.
Consult?
Consult advice call. So
advice
we can
call,
help
and
you.
That's complimentary. And then from there, if you do book into a consult, you're eligible to join the Mineral membership, name coming,
yes.
Later in 2023. I love that.
So tell me, Suze, for those wanting to work with you, hear from you, what do they need to do?
Well, shameless plug, I have a solo podcast called The Nope Coach. If you search that up on Google, you should be able to find it. If you head over to my website, which is suzannekohlberg.com, click on podcasts. It's there. It's a daily show, sometimes solo, sometimes with guests, talking about boundaries and making small changes and my passion things. So you can follow that in the interim until our season two unveils. And if you want to work with me, depending on when you catch this, because that's the gift of podcasts. Sometimes it's live for us. It's going to go out this week, but you might find this months from now. I run a program called Why Wait, which is also has all the details on my website, suzannekohlberg.com. It is a cohort-based program, which means it's taught live and we start together and we finish together, which I find so ironic given how much I can't stand boot camps or anything like that. But there's something similar to you were talking about with the minerals mindset, with the community aspect.
Yeah.
We all know what to do. The information, as you said, very similar to your work. It's simple, but it's not easy. So by running it as a live cohort, my program, Why Wait, it's having that real time. It's having the access and connection with other people in real time who are also implementing these things to realize, oh, I'm not alone. And the live aspect really enlivens, no pun intended, me, because how many of us have bought a book or a podcast or a paid subscription or something, and then we just never actually utilize it? Whereas I teach it live, the material is all live, because if I go, here's a library of stuff that you may or may not ever listen to or implement, we know what that's like. So it's have the access to me to go, hey, look, this is what I'm doing or not doing, as the case may be, and get that live encouragement. If you're not watching the video, Kristan's doing the face.
I'm pulling faces because I love the accountability that you get in Why Wait. I join in with Why Wait as well as a member, like not running it with Suze. I'm there as me doing my things. And the fact that you can opt in to do whatever you want to or not, but the reality is the more that you turn up, whether you're doing stuff or not, the accountability of, well, how's that working for you? But not in a confrontational way. It's a finding what works for you and making it more accessible so that then you see the change and you're more likely to sustain that change. So
very recently I did a post. I've done an episode on the Nope Coach podcast about the penny principle, which is something I teach in Why Wait. And I posted in the group, how are you going with your pennies? And you're like, pennies, whistle.
What
and
pennies?
I can't remember. You said something, you're like, I was being facetious. And I was like, well, I was being facetious. So
yeah,
just that
exactly.
Kind of real-time accountability. It's like, oh yeah. And then I love it. It's kind of like when people, how we try to complicate the simple. It's like, well, Suzanne, instead of doing this penny, I'm going to have a list of 25 things and I just pick one thing to do each day. No, I'm the Nope Coach for a reason. So it's keeping it simple, but then actually actioning it is my passion.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us for season one, whether you've listened to one episode or many. If this is the first one you've caught of us, you're probably like, what are these two on about? So go listen to some of the others. Thank you to all our fabulous guests who have joined us throughout the season. If you have ideas for future episodes, as we'll come back, please email us. As Kristan has said, if you are a practitioner, coach, lifestyle person, want to come on as a guest in a future season, send us an email with, you know, what you'd like to talk about, what you've liked from this season. And yeah, we'll take it under consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you very soon.
Thank you, everyone. Bye for now. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode.
We can't wait to hear what you've loved about this episode of the podcast and future topics that you'd like us to cover. Please reach out.
The information shared represents our opinions and is provided solely for educational and personal development purposes only. The generalised health information within this podcast is not intended to take the place of diagnosis and treatment by a primary professional provider. Please be aware that the information we provide is never a substitute for specialist advice tailored to your individual situation.
Any testimonials and promised results discussed in this episode are based on our experiences and those of our previous clients. They're not guarantees that anyone else will achieve the same results. Ultimately, we are each responsible for our own health and well-being, and not every suggestion on this podcast will be applicable for each individual. There is no professional relationship formed between us unless you explicitly choose to work with us by purchasing our services or products.